summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You want to exercise, but you hate the gym. You crave a satisfying cardio workout, but you just can't run. You need to lose weight, but you just don't have the time. You can call them reasons, you can call them excuses, but the truth of the matter is you could be doing something about it. Ruben Lowe from MyFitLosophy has the solution to your every fitness obstacle. And let me tell you, it's going to blow your mind. That's up next.
Bar none. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, welcome to another episode of Bar None, your sports and fitness lifestyle guide. I'm Audrey Raj. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday morning. Now, before we get started on our show today, I'd like to share with you something that happens every day here at BFM. Now, being a business station, we are flooded by emails from people around the world on just about everything you can imagine. Suggestions on how to improve our shows, the kind of topics or issues they'd like BFM to discuss, or even just complaints and rants about, well, anything and everything. One of these emails was from a guy named Ruben Lowe, and this is how it read.
Hi there. I'm sorry if this seems a little straightforward, but I don't know how else to start this email. Basically, I would like to talk about Malaysia's attitude towards getting fit and healthy. I've had the fortune to live in 5 countries across 4 continents in the past 27 years, and have experienced many different cultures and lifestyles. And from these experiences, I can say I know well enough what it takes to get a country fit and healthy, and Malaysia has got it wrong. Simply put, Malaysia has taken on this streamlined mentality of either disregarding exercise altogether, focusing on going on a crash course diet revolving around supplements, or going to the gym and working out as the only way to lose weight. I could go on, but I think it would make the email a little too long. I'm more than happy to drop by your studio or wherever to elaborate further. Thanks, Ruben Lowe.
And drop by the BFM office, Ruben Lowe did, to talk about his solution to a fitter, healthier Malaysia.
My name is Ruben. I am first and foremost a geologist and a licensed personal trainer. During the daytime, I am a geologist. I look at rocks. And during the nighttime, you know, that's where I train clients. I like to help people, so try and kind of combine those two together, you know, try and help people get fit, really.
Ruben, tell us your story and how you got started doing what you do. I mean, coming from a geologist background, you know, how did you go from rocks to helping people move rocks?
Throughout my life, I've been very active. You know, I love playing sports. But, you know, as the years went on, I actually only got properly into fitness, I think, the second year of my university. I had a really nasty injury on one of my nerves in my foot. And I had to go through a long process of rehab. Basically, go into the gym, go visit the physio, you know, basically week in, week out. And that's where I got introduced to the whole concept of using weights, resistance. And so I kind of did it on the side, like a hobby of some sort, you know, as I did my geology degree. And when I came out, I worked a bit when I was in New Zealand. I worked a bit, you know, with the government as a geologist. And then I moved back here to Malaysia. And that's when I joined the oil and gas industry. And it was only after I left the industry, after about a year, I thought, well, it's been on the side for so long. Why not I give this a proper try? So I got my license as a certified personal trainer, and I joined a gym. I only lasted there about 3 months.
Ah.
Yeah, I didn't really stay there for too long because I basically got a foot into the industry and I saw for what it stood for and I didn't like it. My initial impression is that everyone wants to do good. You know, you want to help people. But truth be told, when you get into the business aspect of it, you get people who want to push for clients. It's all about retaining clients. You know, that was the major goal. Helping them was a secondary, my inner motive.
Yeah, because the industry is so competitive.
Exactly. I mean, I can't blame them. right now in Malaysia, with the whole fitness industry, you know, it's saturated compared to, let's say, 5 years before. You only knew of a certain few yoga classes, gyms. Those were the two main ones. Now you look at Malaysia, you know, you've got everything. You've got Muay Thai classes, you've got Zumba, you've all
CrossFit.
Sorts. CrossFit. Yeah, CrossFit's, you know, a huge thing now in Malaysia. Powerlifting, weightlifting. Now it's all there. And everyone's trying to grab their piece of the pie, really. But a lot of the places are going about it the wrong way, the way I see it. So I left. Fortunately enough, I managed to get another job as a geologist. So I'm still doing that on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, after working in the gym for just 3 months, it kind of left a sour taste and I wanted to address it. So that's when I came up with this project, this idea called My Fitlosophy.
My Fitlosophy is a Malaysian fitness consultancy that offers personal training and fitness consultation services in the Klang Valley. They aim to help people overcome a sedentary lifestyle and achieve fitness independence. What exactly does fitness independence mean? Ruben explains.
The idea tackles basically a lot of issues to do with fitness in Malaysia in general. Let's say in the industry, people are taking advantage of clients. They're trying to force individuals into a one-size-fits-all program, pretty much, you know, saying, oh, if you want to look good, you want to be fit, you have to go to a gym. You have to go see a nutritionist. You have to go to one of those slimming centers.
Yeah.
While, yes, in a way, some of these places, they do work, like, say, a gym. Of course, you know, it's a proof of concept. You know, you see people working on a gym, they look ripped, you know, they look really fit. But then the problem is that it's not the only way to do it. But the industry is trying to force it down this path.
So are you trying to say that every individual has a different way to be healthy, to get fit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or a more optimal way to do that?
It's all about finding the way that works for you, ultimately. Let's take, for example, a CrossFitter versus a triathlete. You know, someone that runs long distances versus someone that lifts weights. Can you say one is fitter than the other?
Not necessarily.
You know, or one is healthier than the other? No, they're both completely different. So what way works for you? What kind of body do you want? What kind of fitness do you want? And CrossFit has this claim that, you know, they have the fittest man in the world and has received quite a bit of backlash from the industry itself for claiming such a thing. And to me, rightly so. Because, yes, arguably a CrossFit is the fittest man in the world, but fittest bracket CrossFit in CrossFit.
Right.
Whereas, say, a footballer, like a professional footballer, he would also be considered the fittest if he could run nonstop for 90 minutes. Or, say, a powerlifter that can lift crazy amount of weight. People have to look at the bigger picture. First, identify what you want from it. What is your goal specifically? That's the other thing. So on an individual level, from my experience from talking to people, when I ask them, what's your goal? They say, oh, I want to lose weight. Lose the belly fat. Lose the love handles. And you go, okay, all right. How do you want to go about this? And they say, well, Nat, we should go to the gym, right? And I go, yes, that's one way, but do you enjoy the gym? And a lot of them go, no. I don't like going to the gym.
And you have a solution other than going to the gym.
But ultimately, you don't have to. Like, you can go out and play sport. Go play badminton. Go play football. Go for a walk in the mall for like an hour. You know, do that every day consistently. If you're doing that already, that's a good baseline to start off with. What you want to add on top of that, that should matter secondary. But ultimately, the first and foremost thing is just be active. I'm sure you know, like a couple years back, they sent out these adverts, you know, trying to get people to exercise. The youth minister, he had this ad of him playing basketball. And he's like, yeah, you know, come and play, be active, do exercise.
I can't think of it. Come on, take a shot. Focus. Yakin boleh. Tell yourself you can do it.
Ambil langkah pertama. Jom, jadi fit.
It's kind of basically regurgitating the same message that what the fitness industry is trying to tell people.
Okay.
You know, exercise, eat healthy, eat less sugar, eat less oil. That was Malaysia's.
That's pretty much what everyone tells you.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. It's a Malaysian. But the problem is that because I had the chance to be able to live in different countries, so I could see how different countries have taken on this approach. Obesity is just not a Malaysian thing. It's a global thing. And like out of the countries that stay active and exercise, the messages they get isn't, you must cut down on this, you must eat that. They give very, very simple instructions. Like, say, for example, when it comes to eating, Malaysia says less sugar, less oil, you'll be fine. In the rest of the world, like, say, New Zealand, UK, Australia, they are pushing this idea to the youth from the start. The concept's called five a day. Now, what five a day means is every day you must consume at least five assortments of fruit and vegetables. That's it. That's all they say. They don't say, oh, you cannot go and eat, you know, McDonald's. You can't eat fried, eat less fried stuff. Eat less of this, eat less of that.
Yeah.
Eating less is harder on, you know, on people rather than saying, eat this specific item. This is important. You should emphasize this more. Because the way they approach that is if you eat more vegetables and fruit, you'll be fuller because it's high in fiber, right?
Yes, and it's nourishing.
Yeah, and it's more nourishing. So instead of telling people eating less, they should say, if you're going to eat, fine, but make sure you're eating the right things, you know, and that works.
Ruben Low, founder and CEO of MyPhilosophy, feels we should be learning and emulating other countries in the way they choose to tackle the issue of obesity, general unhealthiness, and even to promote fitness amongst their citizens. He's had the opportunity to live in many countries since he left Malaysia back in 1999, among them Holland, Nigeria, England, and New Zealand.
The way I see it, how other countries are trying to get people to be more active is by enabling them, giving them the option.
Hmm.
Now, what I mean by that is, take for example, Singapore. Singapore is probably the closest reflection of what Malaysia is, right?
Yeah.
In terms, let's say, let's talk about food. You know, they also have the same culture of food is national pastime.
The,
you know,
supper culture?
Yeah, the supper culture, exactly. And yet, they don't have the same problems as we do.
Hmm.
Now, why is that? You know, I had a good long think about it, and it's very simple, actually. Singaporeans are just more active. Like, say, for example, if I said, oh, we want to go for supper. Where is it? Oh, it's 20 minutes down the road. In Malaysia,
we take the car.
We drive. Exactly. Whereas for a Singaporean, they'll either say, okay, we'll take a taxi, or let's just walk there.
Yeah.
Because it's innate in them to go, right, let's just walk. Because, you know, it's a pedestrian-friendly country. A lot of the places in Singapore, you can easily access by walking. Whereas in Malaysia,
it isn't safe, really.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not safe. The streets are not well lit. And there are no pathways. So, like, when it came to talking about how the government's approaching it, you can see they're trying to mean well. But they should look at what other countries are trying to do. Because, to me, the message they're sending is kind of like what's already been said.
Mm.
And it's not working. Everyone's numb to this idea already.
Mm.
They need to try something new.
Drawing from the experiences of living in other countries, Ruben realized that there was a common trend when it came to the way so-called fitness centers here addressed health and fitness. In his mind, a one-size-fits-all solution was never going to work, so he started a project called My Fitlosophy.
Basically, it's a consultancy firm. We offer three services. We offer fitness consultations, fitness assessments, and personal training. Now, in terms of what fitness consultation is, it's like going to see a doctor. You know, you have this problem, you sit down, you talk about it first, and then the doctor will give a diagnosis. We know well enough in terms of fitness of how to tackle those issues. So say, for example, you just heard about CrossFit and you say you want to try it out. And you go, I don't know if it's the right thing for me, though. You know, you see them all lifting heavy weights. It's a bit intimidating. And then that's where we come in, you know, where we can talk to you and basically advise you the steps. You know, say if you really wanted to try it, but you want to be safe at the same time and enjoy it, we will advise you what certain steps you should take before jumping into that. And so that's consultation. Now, fitness assessment is, say, staying on this CrossFit idea. You've taken the steps and, you know, you join CrossFit, but you want to see how you have progressed. So then again, you know, we can help you out. We have a series of tests that we can conduct to basically say, okay, you're at this point now. And then with that information, you take it as you want. Are you happy at this point where you are? Or do you want to, you know, improve? Or you think you're doing a bit too much? You're not getting the results you're looking for? You're beefing up a bit too much?
So it's a tailor-made fitness concept.
Exactly. So, and then the last is personal training. Now, personal training, everybody knows more or less what it is. In the form of a gym. You know, go to a gym, when you hire a personal trainer, they create this personalized program for you. And then, you know, you go and do it. And they, you know, they supervise you. Which is, in essence, what a personal trainer should do. But the way we approach it is that we don't have a fixed facility. We essentially go through the three services in the personal training session. You know, we first ask, what do you want to do first? You know, what do you like? I used to play football a lot when I was in the younger days. And then I tried a bit of swimming and I enjoyed that. I go, okay, so it clearly shows that you like exercising outdoors. You don't like the comforts of a gym. You like the heat, you like the sweat. okay, let's create something, you know, that can tailor to that. Mm. Maybe, you know, I'll give you some homework. Maybe you come train with me for twice a week. But at the same time, I'm going to give you homework, say, for an additional 3 days. I want you to swim for 30 minutes. Do something that you actually enjoy. Because that's ultimately what...
keeps things sustainable?
Exactly. You know, because you're thinking about long-term results. That's another thing as well. I mean, a lot of people in Malaysia have this idea. They think fitness is it's short-term. Everything is short-term. You know, I want things fast. I want things done soon, ASAP.
Ruben also stressed that regardless of the country you live in, your nationality, culture and such, he noticed that those who are unfit or unhealthy are individuals who are not active enough and are not conscious about their eating habits. It could be as simple as taking trips to the park, to a pool, going on hikes, going for jogs, even doing chores at home count, like walking your dog, gardening, washing the car, basically doing something, anything that will get your heart rate up. In the end, it all adds up.
I believe in it is because every individual should be treated as such. There's no such thing as a one size fits all. Like you say, you know, individual. When it comes to individuals, when you're talking about, like, say, a senior person compared to a middle-aged adult, and then you compare it to a teenager and a child, all those four individuals should have their own program, their own way, and that way I coined it as being their philosophy, and that's how I see it. So, say a child to me. I see these gyms, you know, creating catered specific for children. It's a bit over the top for me, you know, saying, oh, you must go to a gym because you're a bit plump. You could get the kid to go kick a ball, go play something, go do something fun. As for the middle-aged person, yeah, look, that person would definitely be different to a younger teenager. Why? You know, they're mature, their body's fully grown, they have aged a little bit. So maybe they need to have something that's less intense, but something also enjoyable as well. Mm-hmm. And compare that to an elderly person, even more so, you know, you have to look at, not say their frailty, but, you know, how to approach that person. You know, you can't get them to lift heavy weights as compared to a teenager or an adult. You should customize it accordingly. So to me, if they want to start a fitness journey, they should take a close look at what works for them. Assess first their lifestyle. What are the responsibilities during the day? If you have children, you know, if you have pets, you know, or you have a very hectic work lifestyle, you travel a lot. List all those, you know, responsibilities first that come important and try and work around them. And then start looking at maybe what can I do to fit this time. Say if you only have 30 minutes a day to maybe do something. Go, you know, jump on YouTube, go join, you know, look at those...
Fitness videos.
Yeah, those fitness videos. Yeah. Go do something. You know, all 30 minutes, go for a swim. Go do something. But it has to be consistent. That's the most important thing as well.
I've been speaking with Ruben Low, founder and CEO of MyFitlosophy. For more information on his fitness and healthy lifestyle solution, you can visit the MyFitlosophy website at www.myfitlosophy.com. That's MyFitlosophy.com. Or you can look them up on Facebook and Instagram under the same name. And that wraps up Bar None for this week. I'm about to go flex my calf muscles with a bit of brisk walking, and I hope you do so too. I'm Audrey Raj. I hope you have a sporty weekend ahead. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.